I've seen the gap that's been created by the digital era that's hitting the Solomon Islands, and decided to move to online. And so that's how Solomon Freshbit came about. Before actually launching the website, I gathered data from the telecommunication companies here, and I found out that 58,000 of the total population of Solomon Islands are mobile users, and 46% of that are internet users. And comparing that to newspaper and newspapers, actually, the rate is very small, and they only publish 3,000 copies a day, and that's concentrating in Honiara. And so I looked at digital media and knew that there are a lot of people that will read the e-newspaper. So I said, look, this is a gap. In Papua New Guinea, they have PNG Loop. In Fiji, they have Fiji Live. In the Solomons, there's no online news. So I decided to venture into that and to fill in the gap and provide the service to those, the population that's growing, internet users. And on top of that, we are getting the internet cable soon. The project is in the making at the moment. So internet services would be very affordable to Solomon Islanders.
You mentioned the example of PNG Loop in Papua New Guinea. So are you looking to make a big splash on social media? I mean, will that perhaps be the main way of getting your news to the population of Solomon Islands?
I actually started this platform on social media, that's Facebook. I started it on Facebook and then get a mass following on Facebook, and then that's when I thought I'd move on to another platform of making it formal. And so I moved to building a website. Yes, I'm looking at creating a really wide network on the internet so that people, given our geographical setting, it's only appropriate that we have internet online media, because there are a lot of people in the provinces that don't have access to other media platforms such as newspapers. So internet will be very accessible for them. People in the provinces at the moment are also receiving internet. The Solomon Islands telecommunication company is providing 3G network to even rural areas, and they can even access internet on their phones. So the generation now are moving more into using phones and tablets, and so I thought this is the direction that Solomon Islands is taking, and so I have to step in and provide this service.
So from what you're saying there, I mean, you're pretty confident, are you, that you can reach well beyond Honiara? You can reach the outlying parts of Solomon Islands, even perhaps where more conventional forms of media or more traditional forms of media are hard to get access to?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Given that internet is being accessed by people in even in rural areas, so I thought it's one very accessible platform that we can use to provide this service of information sharing.
And how big an operation are you looking at, certainly in the long term? I mean, numbers of staff, I mean, and in terms of amount of content that you can produce, have you set some kind of target?
At the moment, sort of targeting young people, especially the young people that are using internet at the moment, because that's the generation that I want to keep. Because the generation that depends on traditional media at the moment are slowly diminishing. The current generation is the one that's moving more into digital media. So I'm targeting the group of people, but I'm also providing hard stuff news to cater for everyone, all audiences alike. I've just launched it on Saturday, and I only have 3 people helping me at the moment. I'm looking at expanding that and even engaging freelance reporters from the provinces and those in Honiara as well.